Man, it's a busy Thursday here, isn't it? Yeah. Yes, it is. And no rest for the weary, of course. We want to keep right on at a brisk pace. Joining me now is State Representative Andrew Fink, a member of the Michigan House of Representatives. He represents District 58. Andrew, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Thanks a lot for having me on. Good morning.
Man, you know, I just played a clip of Governor Whitmer in 2013 railing on Governor Snyder for being too secretive in his administration, for not being forthcoming, for not putting all of his cards on the table. Well, now I'm standing here looking at it. Robert Gordon got $155,000. Mr. Gray got, what, $85,000. Miss Etsy got $12,000, all with non-disclosure agreements after they left state government. Or in order to leave state government. I'm pretty sure those three individuals, and maybe more to be revealed, I don't think they asked for the non-disclosure deal. What do you think?
Well, I think that we saw an email regarding Gordon from someone else on the governor's team sort of suggesting a non-disclosure agreement where he sort of said, you know, your resignation's accepted. Let us know if you want to talk about a, you know, separation agreement. So it does seem to be the case that that the governor has an interest in these folks not explaining the circumstances surrounding their departure. And I don't know what that means, but I think that the public has a right to know. I mean, if you look at the Gordon situation, $155,000, I think that equates to about 9 months' salary for him. Certainly not unusual when people leave a job to have a few weeks of severance pay, but 9 months suggests that it's an unusual circumstance. And we should have an explanation. We don't have one.
Let me ask you this. How common is it that they give separation agreements with non-disclosure agreements? You're not allowed to talk about any of this using my money and yours. That's taxpayer money they're using. They're not paying out with Gretchen Whitmer's personal account. They're paying with my money and your money. That's over $250,000 revealed so far paid And like I heard Tim Skubick ask the governor, it sounds like hush money.
Well, it does, and it's not that common. I mean, that's the other thing is it might not be unheard of again for there to be some kind of severance, but 9 months, that's not typical. It's certainly not typical for public servants to be put in a position where they're being offered 9 months' salary in order to leave and not discuss why. So, no, I don't think it's typical. And again, I think that it's beyond reasonable. It's obvious that that we need an explanation of this. And I think that this should mostly be focused on the governor. I also think that it should be in former director Gordon's interest to explain the situation, because it's not like he looks good here either. So the hiding behind this as a contract isn't much of an excuse when really both parties owe us an explanation here.
Yeah, what I think, Andy, is they should expedite the FOIA requests. They should expedite all FOIA requests related to the pandemic, because one of the first things that this governor did was cancel all FOIA requests at the front end of the pandemic. Oh, we won't have time for that. That's nonsense. They ought to prioritize and fast-track that. And then you go and you look at Mr. Gray here, who was in charge of the Michigan Unemployment Agency. And what a disaster that was for Michigan residents. Everybody knows that Steve Gray was in charge of a place that couldn't get people online. People would wait hours, days, sometimes weeks just to get their benefits in place. It was a horrible situation, a horrible system, just a disaster. And then he gets $86,000 to keep his mouth shut and go quietly into the good night. I mean, it's not okay with me.
It's not okay. And it's part of why, you know, in the COVID relief package that I know you guys have reported on, we talked about it a little bit, I think, the last time I was on too, Steve, and we just had it back from the Senate yesterday and voted it out of the House. It includes $150 million of general fund money into the state unemployment insurance trust fund, because the unemployment insurance agency did not go through its normal anti-fraud procedures early in the pandemic.
Right.
It's of a piece with this, the bit about FOIA you just mentioned, and how the government's response was to reduce the priority for transparency during the pandemic. What we have to understand here, and unfortunately we've learned this lesson the hard way in the last year, is that our expectations of government don't go away when the circumstances are difficult. And so there's a lot of unemployment insurance claims out there. That doesn't reduce, but it increases the need to do your anti-fraud check before you process a claim. You know, when you have a large volume, it means that the mistakes are worse, and we now know that hundreds of millions of dollars were probably misspent, or at least we don't have any confidence that they weren't, because the state didn't go through its normal procedures. And a pandemic or any other crisis is not an excuse for not doing public work well.
I want to shift gears a little bit with you, because that's not going anywhere. I also want to know, I want the numbers. I don't believe we've ever gotten the numbers, the honest numbers, about how many Michigan residents died in nursing homes. I don't think we have an accurate accounting of that at all, because unless Michigan is an outlier compared to Minnesota and Wisconsin and others, to say that 20% of our seniors and the people that died from COVID died in long-term care facilities, that would be a fraction of what every other state is reporting. When can we get the truth? Where are the numbers? Why do we not have the numbers?
See, I don't have any of this in front of me, so I'm going to be general about these numbers. But the last thing I saw, I think, indicated that about a third of our COVID deaths were from long-term care facilities. So I agree with you. I don't think that a 20% figure would match up with that.
I don't think a third matches either. Minnesota reported 80% back in the middle of 2020. They didn't have people being ordered into the long-term care facilities either. I think we need to know a lot more about the governor's orders that sent positive patients into nursing homes. And the last thing that I want to ask you is simply this. Is it time for Michigan's National Guard to come home, or should we continue to have them eat raw chicken, raw burger, and have some metal shavings while they're getting, you know, treated like dirt? Have we had enough of that?
Yeah, we have. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to know that we sent, the citizen soldiers of the Michigan National Guard to really have an experience that is probably unnecessary, and to kind of color it with the bad food. You know, the Senate has passed a resolution calling on the food service issue to be directly addressed. I co-sponsored a resolution that I think will be in the House today to the same effect, because it's ridiculous. And I think it is time for him to come home. And that's what we heard from actually the Adjutant General of the Michigan National Guard, is that these guys have done everything that they've been asked to do, and it's time to let them get back to their lives here in Michigan.
Well, Andrew, I just want to say thank you. You're a stand-up guy, and I appreciate you coming here. There's a lot going on. I think we're owed answers. You're not running for governor, are you? I mean, I should ask before you surprise me.
Steve, I'm enjoying working on behalf of the people of the 58th District.
That's what everybody says.
But I'm serious about it. I really am. I'm honored to do this job. Why don't you let me do it for more than a couple months before you start telling me I need to find a new job?
Fair enough. I wasn't kicking you. Representative Andrew Fanke, he represents the 58th District. Thank you. We'll talk again soon. I'm going to ask every politician that rolls through here. You're running for governor? You're running for governor? It's a fair question. I'm going to ask everybody. Anyhow, it's the Steve Brewer Show on a Thursday. He's a good sport, and he's a good guy, because he's honest, he's on top of things, right? And that's what we need. We'll be right back here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.